In group therapy, people meet with a therapist to work together through issues like anxiety, trauma, and depression. A Philadelphia therapist is bringing this dynamic into the fantasy world of Dungeons and Dragons. WHYY News' Nicole Leonard has more.
I'm on a Zoom call with licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist Katrina Serrano. She sent me a virtual game site, and with one click, I enter the world of Dungeons and Dragons.
So this is the map of my world. I named my world Asora.
The map is a continent of cities and towns, swamps, forests, and mountains.
You have Fool's March, which is snowy. That's where you'll find like Goliaths, which are like half giant people. Then you've got Kizdabar, that's like the dwarven city. You'll find a lot of dwarves, a lot of gnomes, a lot of orcs.
Players in the game act through their characters, like an Arakocra, a bird-type person, or a werehawk, part werewolf, part hawk. In therapy, their characters take on additional meaning. They represent weaknesses that participants want to work on in reality, or they might represent their ideal self, someone they wish to be. I met up with Serrano at a local cafe in Philly to learn more about the therapeutic benefits of the game.
It's the world where you can help people explore things, exposure therapy. I would say that's probably one of the biggest things I see out of this is it's a safe environment where someone can challenge themselves in a way where they know they can leave and be okay. That's the beauty of it.
Group therapy sessions are 2 hours long, 90 minutes for play and the rest for mental health check-ins and debriefing. Serrano first fell in love with D&D as a kid, watching family members play at her parents' house. Now she's able to bring that love of the game to others. She shares some feedback from one of her clients.
Through the game, I am learning how to trust my instincts when it comes to decision making and to be comfortable with the possibility of making the wrong choice sometimes, and learning how to forgive myself for real or perceived mistakes.
People don't have to have prior knowledge or experience to join D&D group therapy, but by the end of it, Serrano says they may find themselves on the path to one day becoming a dungeon master. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.